equipping you daily, fortifying your faith, a source of help and hope for hurting homes and broken hearts. Rod Parsley is anchoring you in the timeless truths of God's Word to propel you forward in victory. This is Breakthrough with Rod Parsley.
Do you have a Bible? Turn it, please, to the very last book. I like to start from the back of the book. We may start in Revelation and end up in Genesis. You just never know. So just get it, the book of the Revelation. We're going to look at one of the seven churches of Asia Minor, where a letter. A lot of people say there was a single letter to each church. There was one letter that was sent to all the churches, and it made its circular trip through all of those seven different churches. So everybody got to see everybody else's business. Now they always, all of these churches, got a commendation. Do you like commendations? Do you know what a commendation is? A commendation is you did a great job. Somebody over here said, attaboy. It's good, you know, when the God of the eternal ages says, well done. Come on, lift your hands if you ever heard him say, well done. Amen? I said, amen? Amen. So those letters would circulate among those churches. Now, in chapter number 3 and verse 1, we're dealing with the church at Sardis. So he says, the angel of the church at Sardis, write. He says these things. I know, I'd like to stop right there and preach for about 2 hours. I know. We forget that God knows. He knows everything there is to know about us. And here's greater shouting turf. He can be known. Woo! The God of the eternal ages can be known. He that comes to God, Hebrews 11, he that comes to God must believe God is, and that he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. The primary part of seeking begins when he leads you by the Holy Spirit to seek him. And when you seek him, he will be found with you. And that means you can know him. Now, we just brush over things like that. You can know him personally. You can know him intimately. The greatest teacher of the message of faith that I ever knew told me, looked me right in the eye. We happened to have been in a swimming pool. And he poked me in the chest and he said, Rod, you can have, I was in my early 20s. He said, you can have all of God you're willing to pay for. I found out most folk aren't willing to pay much. He is a rewarder, not of casual acquaintances, but of diligent seekers. So how much seeking have you been doing? We're a seeker-sensitive church. Don't be sensitive. Don't be sensitive about your seeking. Get ugly with it. Cry your mascara off. Shout your extensions out. Seek him while he may be found. I'm sorry, I got to preach on me. All right. I know your works. Say, God knows. You don't have to explain all of it to him. He knows. Think of that. He knows every thought. He knows every desire of your heart. He knows every passion you have, spoken and unspoken. He knows. My great God, I need to preach a sermon on God knows. He knows when that thing's going to break off of you. He knows how many things you didn't get involved in that it was he and he alone that kept you away from. Because the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. He sits in the restaurant of your life and he writes out the ticket to hand to the Father and say, this is what I'm ordering for parsley. Are you getting anything? Am I talking too fast? All right. I know your works. I promise I'm going to get past this. That you have, just say, Yeah, see, he's going to tell true now. I know your works. I know about your reputation. Now watch me. Watch me. Because a lot of times people, I don't want it to damage my reputation. Do you have one? I'm not talking about one down here. I'm talking about, are you known in the spirit? The sons of Sceva are going to cast that devil out. The devils looked back at him and said, Jesus, I know. Paul, I know. Who in the whippity whoop are you? Brother Sumrall taught me. Be known in the spirit. Let the principalities and powers know. When you get up in the morning, they've got trouble. They've got trouble. He said, when you get off your airplane, the moment your foot touches the ground, you let every principality, power, rulers of the darkness of this world, spiritual wickedness in high places, every demon spirit know that you have arrived. Yeah. And then he said, and God with you. Shema, everywhere you walk, you are a living, breathing ark of the covenant. Dagon will fall and his head roll off because he is possessing you. He is in you now, not later, not when you feel something. He is in you now. And every moment of every day and every second of every night and wherever the sole of your foot will trot and wherever you go, he is in you, conforming you to the image of Jesus Christ. And let the devil think you're him. He can't tell the difference. Our problem is we tell the devil too much. He can't read your mind. Feeling so bad. He didn't know it. But God knew it. And God's the one that can do something about it. He says, you have a reputation. Now here's how good their reputation was. You have a reputation of being alive. Now I didn't mean to talk about nominal Christians. I didn't mean to talk about faux Christians. I didn't mean to talk about, for you young people, poser Christians, fake Christians. I didn't mean to talk about faux churches, fake churches, assemblies that are not assembled. Get that there, preacher. You preach that good. Amen. You have a reputation of being alive, but you're dead. You look good. You go to the big church. You dance right, but it's a learned dance. It's a taught tongue. A lot of people jabber, but it's not the Holy Ghost. It's taught. It's performative. Because it comes out of here, not out of here. Spring up a well within my soul. Whoo, you can tell the difference. So sometimes you got to prime the pump a little bit. Can I get a witness from a theologian? And another, please. I got a double witness. Sometimes you got to prime the pump. Because sometimes you don't feel like a praise. That's when it's the sacrifice of praise. And when you put the sacrifice on the wood and you light the fire of the Holy Ghost under it, he comes to consume the sacrifice. He inhabits then the praises of his people. So sometimes you got to prime the pump a little bit, but soon and very soon he's going to show up, something's going to hit you from another world, and you know it's not you. I don't know how I'm getting this all out of that first verse. Here we go. Be watchful. You have a reputation that you're alive. I want you to get that, but you're dead. Every other church got to read that. Can you imagine? Everybody else got to read that. All about you. God knows. But now listen, he is, I would to God, shout me too. I would to God, are you listening out there? We need you. I would to God that the church could get that. God is for people. He's not against them. Every correction, write this down and don't ever forget it. Every truly biblical correction has one goal and one goal only. It is never punishment. It is never belittling. It is always redemptive. He is a redeemer. He purchased you back by paying the sacrificial price to return you to the original state of affairs. So if somebody messed up some way, does God kick them out? Then why do we? No, we must go through proper things for restoration to take place, and that's wonderful if it's done according to the principles of God and not of men. Strengthen that which remains. Do you know what we strengthen? Do you know what we give power to? What we lost. People often ask, what do you do when people leave the church? Bid them adieu. Bless them. May the Lord bless you and keep you. It's not my responsibility to minister to them.
Right.
It's my responsibility to minister to those that God puts in a position to hear and learn. You got it? Stop. Here's a beautiful young married couple and one that's been married a day or two. What year are you on?
51.
And you're gonna make it. Okay? You're in a good place. Watch, listen, learn. Imitate their faith. Amen. Come on. Be positive. Be encouraging. Be redemptive. I said be redemptive. Because God refuses to do without a culturally incorrect agent of redemptive change. I've done this for well over 40 years. I make people a project. I look at the most sour, non-supportive, you know, sit there and stare at you like I dare you to try to bless me, right? And I preach right to them. I preach right to them. I take people that are very difficult. My family will tell you. And a lot of people would encourage me, just go the other way and don't, we know you're going to do it. Now don't do it, because I'll hang with them. I'll hold on to them. I'll pray with them. I'll do everything I can to turn them, because I'm redemptive. Because Jesus is redemptive. Strengthen that which remains and is about to die. He didn't say anything about what was gone. You know, it's a terrible, terrible position to get yourself in, where you're always chasing yesterday. I'll never get another husband like that. Of course you won't. Of course you won't. Strengthen what remains. Find something good. Anything. And strengthen it. Breathe life into it. Breathe life into your prayer life before you lose it. That's what he says. Strengthen that which remains and is about to die. Come on. As long as you've got breath, God can turn it around. As long as you've got breath, you're not in hell yet. As long, some people ought to shout when they come to church just because they're not in hell yet. I wish somebody in this Presbyterian church would get happy. I wish somebody would understand. Look at what you've got. Look at what God's done for you. Look at the car you're driving. Look at the gasoline in your car. Look at the food on your table. Look at those beautiful grandchildren. Find something that remains and strengthen it. Hallelujah. You can be seated. Well, now the divine prerogative of God concerning his relationship with you and me can simply be defined as a system of exchange. You surrender your sin. God provides a sinless sacrifice and eternal life. You sacrifice yourself to help the poor and needy. And it's God's promise to bless you abundantly in return. Today, half a world away, in Sudan and South Sudan, in Somalia and Chad, in the Horn of Africa, there are verifiable millions suffering terribly. And of course, those that suffer the most are always the innocent children, whose parents' hollow eyes look off in the distance for answers, for help from anywhere, bowed heads and whispered prayers, seeking relief from the relentless, gnawing ache of human suffering by hunger, violence, unrestrained war. Untold millions of families have become refugees with no home and having very little hope. Many were already severely malnourished before they began the dangerous, treacherous, arduous escape. The numbers are hard to comprehend. So please, allow me to describe it to you another way. The number of refugees flooding across the borders to some form of safety wouldn't fill not one, but nearly 15 college football stadiums. Picture in your mind's eye great coliseums back to back for miles, each field filled with suffering, hungry, dying children. It's overwhelming. It's heartbreaking. But don't allow the sheer scope of this humanitarian disaster to numb your heart today. Please don't do that. Through the generosity of wonderful friends of Bridge of Hope, right now, you can help provide life-saving, nutritious food, clean drinking water to 16 children and their families for an entire month. It's true. Your gift of just $48 will double to help us meet our goal of providing 150,000 meals through the 21 Days of Mercy matching challenge. You can make a difference, you see, in a young child's life. A gift of just $96. Could that be you? $96 doubles in impact and will help feed 32 children. That's an entire classroom full and more besides. Now, some today, you know you've been especially blessed by God, and He has placed a very special Bridge of Hope seed in your hand to bless even more children in Sudan and South Sudan, Somalia and Chad. Your gift of $250, $500, or that wonderful, wonderful gift of $1,000 right now will provide emergency aid for so many children desperately in need. Every gift is so deeply appreciated and so absolutely vital. This 21-day matching challenge ends very soon. So please, call right now with your very best gift to Bridge of Hope. You can also use the QR code. It will take you directly to rodparsley.com. Without the rapid response of caring, compassionate friends like you, food supplies may dry up within the next days and weeks. This is the world's most severe humanitarian crisis. On behalf of the thousands of children crying themselves to sleep at night, I thank you.
Imagine a child so weak she can barely lift her head, her tiny body crying out for one simple meal.
Another child received targeted nutrition and food through Bridge of Hope and is now healthy, is playing with other children, and has a bright future.
It's a miracle mission made possible through your generous gifts to Bridge of Hope. You can be the difference between life and death. And double the impact of your gift through our $50,000 21 Days of Mercy matching challenge. We're ready to rush 150,000 meals to vulnerable children and families caught in the grip of a hunger crisis in South Sudan and the Horn of Africa.
Your gift this week of $48 will help feed 16 children for a month. $96 doubles to feed 32 children and will keep Bridge of Hope strong around the world.
Every gift is so appreciated and will act as the healing hands of Christ to the desperate and dying. Pray about what you can do, then call right away.
You can also scan the QR code to go direct to rodparsley.com.
You are positioning yourself for blessing when you lift up the ones Jesus referred to as the least of these. Thank you for your generous response today.
Your destiny centers on being a true world changer. It requires access to a specific anointing.
Call the number on your screen or visit valorcollege.edu. Enroll today, Valor Christian College, where world changers are made.
Well, here in the dog days of summer, it's not unusual to slip out of our usual routine. It's very easy to forget things that are very important. And I say that because if it's been a few months since I've heard from you, please let me hear from you today. Joni and I so enjoy reading your cards and your letters, praying over them as you encourage us. Would you just drop us a line today? Also, please give us the great, great honor of praying for you and your family. We don't have a higher calling. The address is very simple. Rod Parsley, Box 100, Columbus, Ohio, 43216. Rod Parsley, Box 100, Columbus, Ohio, 43216. I so look forward to hearing from you this week. Thank you for always being there as we are always here. Thank you for helping us touch the world with natural food and the spiritual food of the Word of God. Also, don't forget to follow me on all the social media channels, including my brand new Rod Parsley podcast. A brand new episode drops every Tuesday. They're all available wherever you get your podcast. It'll bless you. I promise it will. I'll see you next time, right here, just as I've been for 40 plus years now, on your international broadcast to breakthrough.
Celebrating more than 50 years of soul-winning ministry, this is Breakthrough with Rod Parsley. New ministry content drops every Tuesday with the Rod Parsley Podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts. Thank you, Revival Covenant Partners, for making today's broadcast possible. This worldwide broadcast is an outreach of Bridge of Hope. For more information, visit rodparsley.com.